A new poll from the Carolina Journal finds that Roy Cooper has a 9-point lead, and actually it's 8.7 to be exact, in the latest poll in the U.S. Senate race that will take place next year between himself and former Republican Party Chairman Michael Whatley. It is larger than when the Carolina Journal last polled the race in September. The new numbers were released last week, and joining us now, spokesperson for the John Locke Foundation, it is Mitch Kokai. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, Jeff.
I am. So how much of this comes back to, how much does Roy Cooper's lead go back to name recognition?
Well, a lot of it has to be name recognition, and it's been interesting because the first time that we put Roy Cooper up against Michael Whatley, it was in August, and that was shortly after we learned that Whatley was going to have the endorsement from Donald Trump and looked like the likely nominee. At that point, the lead for Roy Cooper was about 8 points. It was 47 to 39. Then we polled again in September, and Whatley had polled a little bit closer. It was a 4-point margin, 46 for Cooper versus 42 for Whatley. Now in this latest poll, which was in the field earlier this month, the lead is stretched out again. Now, as you mentioned, 8.7 points, with Cooper getting 47.3% to the 38.6% for Whatley. It is interesting to see that lead has stretched back out again. My guess is we will see variations and fluctuations again in the months ahead. We also asked, because there were some activists who really pushed to see this done, we asked how Roy Cooper would fare in a general election against Don Brown, who has much lower profile even than Michael Whatley, who doesn't have a huge profile, and the numbers were about the same. It was a little bit better for Cooper against Brown, 48% to 38%. So rather than an 8.7-point margin, it was 10.1 points. But it wasn't a huge difference, and it basically showed that if you gave people, the candidates, identified one as the Republican and one as the Democrat, the two parties basically supported their party's candidate, and then independents broke toward Cooper against both Michael Whatley and Don Brown by an equal amount, 48% for Cooper, 32% for whichever Republican was on the poll question.
There was also a question about voter sentiment regarding both the country and the shape that North Carolina is taking. What did that find?
Well, we saw that people are more pessimistic now than they were the last time we asked this. This is where you ask whether the country, and also in the second question, whether the state is moving in the right direction or is off on the wrong track. For the U.S., the number is 38% right track, 55% wrong direction. That was down from September when it was also underwater, but not quite as much so. 42% on the right track, 54% wrong direction. Among age groups, the most pessimistic group, youngest adults, 18 to 34-year-olds, only 19% of them believe the U.S. is heading in the right direction, 76% on the wrong track. You might not be surprised. Republicans, 79% think the country's on the right track. Democrats, 92% say wrong track. Among independents, it's 33% right direction, 59% wrong track. When you look at North Carolina, the numbers aren't quite as bad. 35% saying right direction, 48% saying wrong track. And the splits between the parties not quite as steep as they are when you ask about the U.S. 49% of Republicans think North Carolina is moving in the right direction. 66% of Democrats think things are moving on the wrong track. And among independents, it's 36% right direction, 44% wrong track.
It's interesting that perceptions of North Carolina's direction are also bleak, with you mentioned 47% saying the state is on the wrong track, and that's that doesn't seem to be reflected through Josh Stein's poll numbers, who by and large, based on other polls that we've seen, has maintained a high level of approval.
Yes, that's true. And you know, when you ask about the right direction and wrong track, people could be looking at that in a bunch of different ways. My guess is when they're thinking of the U.S., they're thinking of Trump and the Trump administration. But when you ask about North Carolina, there could be several different ways people are looking at it. They could be looking at it as the Josh Stein administration. They could be looking at it as the General Assembly. They could be looking at it as how the economy is going. I think there's more room to wonder about where people's heads are when they're talking about North Carolina. But you mentioned Stein, and his numbers continue to be good in our poll on his job approval. He's still 20 points higher with approval than disapproval. For those who are not fans of Stein, the only good news for them is that for the first time since he's entered office, his approval rating is below 50%, but just below. It's 49.5%, and only 29% disapprove. So he's still 20 points ahead, as he was in September. He was 21 points ahead in August. Way back in March, he was 36 points ahead. So he's gotten a little bit closer to normal, but still far above what you'd expect in a state that is so closely divided between Republicans and Democrats. I think anyone on the Stein team looks at his numbers and says, if your approval is 20 points higher than your disapproval, you have to be happy about that. And if you look at the party breakdown, even 24% of Republicans give Stein approval. And if you look at independents, he's at 50% approval and just 27% disapproval.
The new numbers out from the Carolina Journal. You can take a look at that for yourself by going to carolinajournal.com. It looked at a variety of topics, including the race between Roy Cooper and Michael Whatley and what Mitch and I have talked about here. Also takes a look at the overall feelings regarding Donald Trump and his first 11 months in office since he returned to the White House. Mitch, it's always great having you on. Good to talk to you once again. We'll talk again soon before we wrap up 2025. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jeff.